Center.
Today's News at Noon from ABC is sponsored by Williams Chiropractic, your partner in good health, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It is 50 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In California, the investigation continues into the car bombing outside a fertility clinic in Palm Springs. In online writings of the identified suspect, Guy Barkas, he writes he believed the world should not be populated. Federal authorities calling it an act of terrorism. ABC's Jacqueline Lee is in Palm Springs.
Authorities confirm the suspect tried to live stream the explosion. Officials executed a search warrant at his home in the city of 29 Palms. The investigation is ongoing.
President Trump holding a call with Russia's president on ending the war in Ukraine. Earlier, the president spoke with Ukraine's President Zelensky. The White House says President Trump has grown weary and frustrated with both sides over not being able to agree to a ceasefire. The United Nations says the first aid shipments into Gaza have now resumed following nearly 3 months of a full blockade imposed by Israel. Israeli forces in charge of coordinating that aid say five trucks carrying aid and baby food entered the territory. This is ABC News. Another close call at a major U.S. airport, this time at New York's LaGuardia Airport, happening just days before the Memorial Day travel rush begins. A plane aborting takeoff and avoiding what could have been a disaster. ABC News transportation correspondent Gio Benitez has more.
A LaGuardia air traffic controller gave an American Eagle flight operated by Republic Airways the go-ahead for takeoff and then abruptly telling them to cancel because a United plane was taxiing on that same runway. The two planes coming shockingly close to each other. Before the Republic Airways flight reduced speed, the planes were just 0.27 miles away from each other, according to Flight Radar 24.
A deal has been reached to end the New Jersey transit strike. Engineers going back on the job today, but it will take 24 hours to run safety checks. Full service resumes tomorrow. This was New Jersey's first transit strike in over 40 years. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important. And you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpson's Tractor, TC Auto Works, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Technical College. And now, stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is mostly cloudy and 50 degrees at 12:04. Mostly cloudy today, breezy and cool with a high of 60. Winds will be east 10 to 20. Cloudy with brisk winds tonight. Showers likely late with a low of 42. And blustery tomorrow and cool with rain, possibly heavy at times, and a high of 51. And once again, currently in Richland Center, it's mostly cloudy. The winds are out of the west-northwest at 5 miles per hour, and our temperature is now up to 51 degrees.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is rolling out the spring savings. Get $10 off every $100 you spend, up to $50 off $500. Save on brakes, exhaust, AC, cooling systems, and more. Need tires? Get a $100 rebate when you buy a set of four select Hankook DynaPro HT2 tires, now through May 31st. Plus, GDI fuel and air induction cleaning, just $149, and $15 off AC service and charge. Call 608-383-1700 or stop by TC Auto Works, 1201 U.S. Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Be prepared for the upcoming season with a ready and rolling sales event at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Currently, significant savings are available for pre-orders of select New Holland equipment. Benefit from discounts of up to $10,500 on roll belt, round balers, and up to $7,500 on disc bind, disc mower conditioners. Simpson's Tractor provides a comprehensive range of equipment for cutting and baling operations, ensuring efficiency and performance, supported by attractive offers and rebates. These promotional offers conclude on June 30th. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your authorized New Holland dealer in Richland Center, to take advantage of these opportunities today.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Today is Monday, May 19th. Good afternoon for WRCL News. I'm Tim Thede, sitting in for Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin DNR confirmed that there was an ATV accident in the county over the weekend, resulting in a fatality. The accident is still under investigation. More details will be released once they become available. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has announced Sarah Hagenau of Poinette as Wisconsin's 78th Allison Dairyland. In this position, Hagenau will work for the contract year as a full-time communications professional for DATCAP, educating the public about the importance of agriculture in Wisconsin. Hagenau feels at home in Wisconsin's agriculture industry and enjoys telling the stories of its hardworking people. She is a senior at the University of Minnesota and will graduate with a degree in agricultural and food business management and a minor in international agriculture. Hagenau's youth was characterized by involvement in 4-H and FFA, which spurred her to join the Gopher Dairy Club, Agricultural Business Club, Agricultural Mentor Program, and the Dairy Cattle Judging Team at college. Hagenau has held internships with Heatherston Enterprises, Viking Dairy Company, the Minnesota State Senate, and the Animal Agriculture Alliance. Hagenau was announced at the 78th Allison Dairyland Finals hosted at Crawford County on Saturday evening. She will begin her term as the 78th Allison Dairyland on July 7th. She succeeds the 77th Allison Dairyland, Haley Hansel of Oconomowoc, who will continue her current term until the transition in July. A total of 9 tornadoes tore through the state last week. On Thursday, the National Weather Service conducted their damage surveys on Friday and rated 3 of them EF2s on the Enhanced Fujita scale. The NWS says winds of 125 miles per hour hit the New Richmond area in far northwest Wisconsin, and 120 mile per hour peak winds destroyed parts of Juneau, Mayville, and Colby in southern areas of the state. The tornado in Juneau was on the ground for over 9 miles. The others were rated EF1s with 95 mile per hour winds in Lamira, Christie, and another in Juneau that hit the airport. The rest were EF0s in Rib Falls and Loyal with around 80 mile per hour winds there. Before Thursday, the state had seen 7 tornadoes in total this year, all of which appeared on April 28th. Now, in just 2 days total so far this year, Wisconsin has experienced 16 in total. The state's average is 23 per year. Last year, we broke records with 45 tearing through our backyard. Tornado season lasts through August, but twisters can touch down any time of the year. June is the peak month for them. The Wisconsin Department of Justice announced Friday that Wisconsin ranked number one throughout the country for the most prescription medicines collected during the spring of 2025 drug take-back collection in April, with Wisconsin collecting 56,818 pounds of unwanted medications. Drug take-back events provide a safe, convenient, and responsible means of disposal while also educating the community about the potential abuse and consequences of improper storage and disposal of these medications. Wisconsin has collected a total of 1,369,472 pounds of unwanted medications since drug take back began in 2010. This ranks Wisconsin third in the nation for the most medications collected since it began, falling only behind Texas and California. Nationwide, since inception, more than 19.8 million pounds of unwanted medications have been collected during drug take back events. In April, the Richland Center Police Department reported 24 pounds of medication collected during the four-hour event. Additional collections from Center Pharmacy, the Richland Center Municipal Building, and the Richland County Sheriff's Department resulted in the greater Richland area collecting the contributing total of 265.6 pounds of unused medications for destruction in April. Area drop boxes are located at the Richland Center City Hall, the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Viola Village Hall, and Center Pharmacy. These drop boxes are available for medication drop-off throughout the year. The next drug take-back day is set to occur this October. The Wisconsin State Senate has approved legislation that would establish specialized courts to handle business-related lawsuits. The bill was approved along party lines, with Republicans voting in favor and Democrats voting against. State Senator Kelda Royce argued the proposal would allow wealthy residents to get their own hand-picked judges and speed up the legal process. Republican lawmakers say a pilot program that was terminated by the state Supreme Court last year pointed to the success of the business courts they're hoping to establish. Squabbling within the Republican Party of Wisconsin and its county parties must end. That message at the state party convention in Rothschild over the weekend came from 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden, who asked delegates to put aside petty differences and work together. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson said inter-party squabbling is the worst he's seen since entering politics 15 years ago. He said he won't pick sides in the disputes between MAGA Republicans and more moderate members of the party, but asked both sides to abide by the decision of the state party leadership. Wisconsin's higher ed funding takes another drop. According to the latest analysis from a national organization of state higher education executives, the University of Wisconsin ranked 44th out of 50 states in public funding in 2024, a drop of one spot from 2023. That's behind Illinois and Michigan, which ranked first and second, as well as below neighboring Iowa and Minnesota. University of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman said more public investment is urgent. Just 18% of the UW system's current two-year budgets of $13.7 billion comes from state taxpayers. Governor Tony Evers' budget proposal included the largest increase ever for the UW system, $856 million, a number unlikely to survive budget deliberations in the Republican-controlled legislature. The Department of Natural Resources is advocating for its proposed budget. DNR Secretary Karen Hahn said from the budget meeting that she had with legislators, it's clear that there's bipartisan interest and support for state parks, and she's hopeful that the budget that makes it to the governor's desk will reflect that. The DNR is requesting $1.2 billion in the next biennial budget, a 2% increase. Republicans who control the legislature's Joint Finance Committee will need to approve any increasing in funding. The Wisconsin State Patrol is reminding drivers that it is illegal to pass agriculture vehicles in no-passing zones. According to a social media post, law enforcement authorities responded to over 400 crashes involving farm vehicles in 2024. They say there have been over 2,000 in the last 5 years. The State Patrol is reminding residents to be alert behind the wheel and drive with caution to protect both themselves and the farmers on the roads, as those agricultural vehicles typically move at significantly slower speeds than usual road traffic. La Crosse area fire crews had their hands full with a grass fire in the marsh area near the La Crosse River west of Copeland Avenue on Friday. The fire started at around 2:30 p.m. according to the La Crosse area fire department. Dry conditions, high winds, and dry brush created ideal fire conditions, allowing it to spread quickly. Nobody was hurt by the fire, which was put out later in the day on Friday. They also wasn't damaged buildings or structures. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. The Black Hawk Bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa near Lansing is unexpectedly closed once again. The Iowa Department of Transportation says that movement was detected with one of the bridge's piers, prompting the closure. The bridge will be closed at least for this week and until further notice. According to DOT officials, last year the bridge was closed for nearly 2 months for emergency repairs. A new bridge is under construction and is expected to open in 2027. The closest river crossings are in La Crosse or Prairie du Chien. And average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have risen 7.1 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.98 per gallon today, according to Gas Buddy's survey of 3,112 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 2.5 cents per gallon higher than a month ago and stand 38.9 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. The national average price of diesel has increased 2.9 cents in the last week and stands at $3.50 per gallon. According to GasBuddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.39 per gallon yesterday, while the most expensive was $3.39 per gallon. WRCO News Time is 12:17. WRCO News will return with more on editions of For Little Shop of Horrors.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
This Memorial Day, get ready to relax in style because we are giving you 20% off all outdoor furniture, from cozy patio sets to durable dining for the deck. We've got everything you need to make summer great, and it's all 20% off now through Memorial Day. Shop local, save big. A-plus furniture and mattress outlet in Courton, Maine, now together with entrances on Court Street and Main Street in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Finding the right loan is just as important as finding the right vehicle. At WCCU Credit Union, we help you look beyond the monthly payment to help you understand the entire cost, including insurance, interest, and warranties. Whether you're purchasing from a dealer or a private party, WCCU offers you better solutions with affordable loans from local people you know and trust. And with our AutoSmart program, we can give you access to dealer inventories and even pre-approve your loan. For more details, contact any of our offices or visit us online at wccu.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Currently, it's mostly cloudy and 50 degrees at 12:19. Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin have been busy preparing for their upcoming summer musical, which has been performed on stage and on the big screen as well. Andrew Sharp will be the producer for the upcoming production.
We're going to be doing Little Shop of Horrors, which is a dark comedy that was made into a movie back in the 1980s. It started off as an off-Broadway musical, and then after time, it actually was played on the West End in London and then came to Broadway, and they made it into a musical. Interestingly enough, Frank Oz directed it. It's a story about a flower shop assistant that finds this plant, and it turns out the plant wants human blood to grow, but then it promises him the world.
Auditions for anyone wanting to be a part of the musical will be held tonight and tomorrow night at 6:30 at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Roles to audition for include Seymour, the nerdy flower shop assistant, his co-worker and love interest, Audrey, and the voice of Audrey 2, the plant, to name a few. A puppeteer will also be needed.
We need somebody to be the puppeteer. And of course, I think of a smaller, slender person to fit inside the plant, like the famous horror guy that was in all those movies like Labyrinth and things like that. And he's so skinny that he can fit inside the suit. That's kind of what we need.
Auditioners should prepare a song in the style of the late 50s or early 60s rock and roll or rhythm and R&B songs. Auditioners will also be asked to read parts from the script. Behind the scenes people are needed as well, especially anyone who can help build a set, help build or find props, or serve as stage crew or house staff. For questions or more information, please email communityplayerssww@gmail.com or call the show's director, Cameron Cormican, at 608-844-1245. More information can be found on the Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin Facebook page. The Richland Center Middle and High School Choirs will be performing at the Richland Center High School tonight. Middle School Choirs will perform at 6:30, followed by a short intermission before the High School Choirs begin at 7:30. Songs from the large group contest will be featured, and senior members of the choir will be recognized. Memorial Day is only a week away, which means many individuals will be traveling and attending events during the three-day holiday weekend. With the increase in activity this weekend and into the summer, emergencies can happen anywhere at any time without a moment's notice. By giving blood to the Red Cross, you can help ensure blood is ready for patients in the most critical situations. The American Red Cross encourages you to schedule a blood donation appointment before summer gets into full swing. You have three opportunities to give the gift of blood this week. Tomorrow from 9 to 2 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Spring Green, Wednesday from 9 to 2 at the Richland Center High School, and Thursday from noon to 5:30 at the Cross Plains Fire Department. Appointments are preferred by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or going online to redcrossblood.org. ADRC of Eagle Country and Simon's Recreation Complex are excited to present the third annual 3K 5K Wellness Stride. The run walk will kick off at 5 on Thursday, starting at Simon's. Mike Hardy is the director of the Simon's Recreation Complex.
A lot of the 5K, 3K, 5K, 10K races that are done are used to raise money for facilities, and they can raise a lot of money. This one's a little different in the way that the ADRC runs it. Basically, it's for the cost of a shirt, basically. So it really doesn't raise money for ADRC or for Simons. It's really there to kind of acknowledge the Older Americans Act and the senior citizens that are our members or that can become members or that are in the community that just want to focus on their wellness. And it's really not to raise money. It's really to raise awareness and to get people involved and to do the intergenerational things that I was talking about as well.
All 3K, 5K Wellness Stride participants will receive free admission to Simon's on the day of the event. Participants can cool down with a dip in the Simon's pool, stay warm in the hot tub or sauna, get in a game of racquetball, or take part in a fitness class, all while supporting ADRC and the services they offer to our senior citizens. The 3K, 5K Wellness Stride is an event for all generations.
And those are really good things that that we like to see, are the intergenerational things, because there are so many programs that are, you know, divided up into certain ages or whatever. So whenever we can run something where grandpa and their grandkids can do it, grandma and their grandkids, you know, mom and dad and families can do together, this is one of those great events where families can participate in it. And like, you know, along with this, any member or anyone that signs up for the wellness ride will get free admission to Simon's that day, so they can use the pool, the sauna, that type of thing.
The Wellness Stride is free to individuals over 60 and under 11. For everyone else, the cost to participate in the Wellness Stride is $15 if registered after May 2nd.
We're working on, you know, food trucks, having some refreshments there, food there available. You know, I mentioned the free use of Simon's as well. Having the timer out there, so people that do want to see what their time is. So we'll get a few more things out there. You know, we've talked a little bit about maybe we could use a DJ or we could use some music out there. We're trying to make it into a fun event, doing it a little bit more this year with the 60th and everything. And so we're excited about it, and I think it's going to be a fun time.
Sign in and same day registration starts at 4:30 on Thursday, May 22nd. To pre-register or for more information on the 3K 5K Wellness Stride, contact Simon's Recreation at 608-647-8522. The Wisconsin State Patrol is joining law enforcement agencies across the state and nation to remind drivers and passengers of the life-saving values of wearing a seatbelt. Officers are stepping up seatbelt enforcement and education during the National Click It or Ticket campaign starting today and running through June 1st. Fewer motorists are buckling up in Wisconsin. A survey conducted in 2024 reported that approximately 89% of Wisconsin motorists wear a seatbelt, a decrease from 92% in 2023. Click It or Ticket aims to improve this percentage and encourage more motorists to buckle up. Wisconsin's primary seatbelt law allows law enforcement to stop and cite motorists for failing to wear a seatbelt. Penalties are higher for transporting unrestrained children, and passengers can also be cited. Failure to fasten a seatbelt is among the most common traffic violations in Wisconsin. The Click It or Ticket campaign is set to coincide with Memorial Day, the first long holiday weekend of the summer. Roads are especially busy during this time, and motorists can expect to see more officers on patrol encouraging drivers and passengers to wear their seatbelts. The Click It or Ticket seatbelt safety campaign runs from today through June 1st. Recently, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Barrow Boost celebrated significant achievements by its staff members, exemplifying the hospital's commitment to exceptional patient care and community service during special ceremonies. Three staff members were recognized for their exceptional patient care. Doris Bloomberg, RN, receives the 2025 Daisy Lifetime Achievement Award. Doris's tenure with SSM Health is characterized by her commitment to nursing excellence, patient advocacy, and the promotion of positive image of the nursing profession. Known for her patient-centered approach, Doris consistently uses evidence-based practices to enhance the quality and safety of care. As a preceptor, she has shaped the careers of many nurses with her supportive and hands-on methods, fostering trust and collaboration among patients, families, and healthcare teams through her exceptional communication skills. Doris embodies SSM Health's mission of revealing and healing presence of God, drawing from her personal experience as a child, receiving compassionate care inspired by the nurses during her hospital stay at St. Clair Hospital. Doris chose nursing as her lifelong calling. At the award ceremony, she shared her journey and its impact of her career, proudly noting that her daughter has followed in her footsteps as a registered nurse. During Nurses Week, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital awarded Connor Haggerty, RN, with the Daisy Award, and Liz Albers, Patient Financial Services Representative, with the B Award, celebrating their exceptional contributions to patient care. The Daisy Award, an international program that honors nurses for their compassionate and skillful care, was presented to Connor Hegarty, his nomination, one of three he received this quarter, highlighted his exceptional care and compassion, not only for patients, but also for his fellow nurses. Connor is praised for treating patients with dignity and advocating for students and new graduate nurses, ensuring a positive learning environment at St. Clair Hospital. Liz Albers receives the B Award, which recognizes the contributions of non-nursing care team members. Her nomination, submitted by a grateful colleague and patient, highlighted her exceptional dedication to solving patient financial issues, demonstrating SSM Health's mission of compassion and care. SSM Health, St. Clair Hospital, extends its heartfelt congratulations to Doris Bloomberg, Connor Hegarty, and Liz Albers for their outstanding achievements and contributions. Their dedication and service are a testament to the hospital's commitment to excellence in healthcare. WRCO News time is 12:29. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Sylvia Jean Blackburn, 78, of Indiana, formerly of Richland Center, died January 3rd after a brief illness. A celebration of life will be held Thursday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. Sylvia Blackburn is survived by her brother, Richard and Lynn Blackburn of Menominee Falls, her sister, Lois and Craig McGarry of Muskego, nieces, a nephew, great-nieces and nephews. Sylvia Jean Blackburn, 78, of Indiana, formerly of Richland Center. Beverly A. Knight, age 84, died May 11th. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 1 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet. Burial will be held in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Thursday from 11 until the time of the service at 1. Beverly Knight is survived by 7 sons, Jerry and Denise of Poinette, Jeffrey and Dale of Reedsburg, John of Avoca, Jason and Mary of Oklahoma, Joel and Cheryl of Portage, Jesse and Angie of Muskoday, and Jody and Carrie of Portage, 12 grandchildren, 13 great-grandchildren, 2 great-great-grandchildren, siblings, Diane and Russell Stephenson of Janesville, and Sandra and Steve Evans of Sun Prairie. Sister-in-law, Juanita Persinger of Richland Center, and Betty Persinger of Wanakee. Nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Beverly A. Knight, age 84. Danny Joe Baldwin, 73, of Hillsboro, died Friday at Gunderson Lutheran Hospital in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 2:30 at the Burr Wesleyan Church. Burial will be in the Forest Burr Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 12:30 until the time of the service at 2:30. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting the family. Danny Baldwin is survived by his wife of 47 years, Donna, children, Lyle and Polly, George and Amanda, Jessica and Craig Holgerson, and Sarah and Chris Benish. 20 grandchildren, siblings, Eileen and Myron Ledvina, Sharon and Butch Haug, Jerry Baldwin, Peter Baldwin, Catherine and Gordon Ressler, Molly and Tim Pettit, and Christy and Dennis Larson. Sister-in-law, Esther Baldwin, many nieces and nephews. Danny Joe Baldwin, 73, of Hillsboro. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Ashley and Harrison Boland had a daughter, Gracie May.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to ramchealth.com to schedule your appointment. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
And congratulations to area couples celebrating wedding anniversaries today, Jay and Linda Kidd, Matt and Amy Franklin, Andy and Heidi Knutson, and Pat and Kathy Neff. Best wishes from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good Monday. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it is a chilly one out there. Temperatures running about 10 to 15 degrees below normal, in part because of the cloud cover and cool east wind flow off the Great Lakes, but also just a chilly Canadian air mass in the region. Meanwhile, low pressure, a strong one at that, is spinning away down toward Kansas and Nebraska. That's causing some bands of showers and thunderstorms all the way from the Dakotas through parts of Iowa and Missouri all the way to Tennessee. That moisture will gradually funnel right on top of us late tonight and tomorrow. So do expect a very wet Tuesday. We could see upwards of an inch of rain through Tuesday evening with maybe another half or three-quarter inch Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. It's going to stay cool as well. Now, later this week, high pressure will build in, should bring us a better chance of some sunshine and slightly warmer daytime temperatures. The forecast for the rest of today, plenty of clouds and breezy, highs reaching around 57, east wind between 10 and 20. Cloudy and brisk tonight with some showers likely late, well after midnight, low 42, east wind 15 to 25. Tomorrow, blustery and cool with rain, possibly heavy at times, high near 51 with an east wind between 18 and 30 miles per hour. Tuesday night, breezy with more rain, low 43. Wednesday, cloudy with some off and on rain showers, pretty light for the most part, not as windy, high in the mid-50s. As we head into Thursday, breaks of sun with a small chance of sprinkles, low 41, high 64. Friday, partly sunny and quiet, low in the upper 30s with a high near 66. On Saturday, partly sunny and mild, low 43, high near 68. And Sunday, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of rain later in the day, high near 69 degrees. You have yourself a great afternoon out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, but when you are ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. When you're in the midst of a building project, you have a lot to think about. That's why a Richland County Bank construction loan is so nice. It's a convenient loan that will cover the construction of the home and then provide options for permanent financing with a wide variety of loan terms. No wonder a Richland County Bank construction loan is at the foundation of so many new homes throughout the area. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and 52 degrees after a morning low of 40. Yesterday's high was 68, and we have received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1972 is 92 degrees with a record low of 31 that was set back in 2002. Last year's high was 78 with a low of 51. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:23, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:33. Winds are out of the northwest at 7 to 9 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.23, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 52 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A microbiologist from Brazil has won the 2025 World Food Prize. That's next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, Get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Dr. Mariangela Ungria has been awarded the World Food Prize. The honor is given annually to a person or persons who make significant contributions toward diminishing hunger in the world. In Dr. Ungria's case, it was her work on developing a biological seed treatment that helps farmers increase soybean yields while using less chemical fertilizers. World Food Prize Foundation President Mashal Hussein announced the winner last week in Des Moines, Iowa.
Women have always been the bridge between soil and seed, between discovery and delivery, between hunger and hope, bridging the very gap between survival and sustainability. Women have long been at the heart of agriculture, whether on the farm, in the field, or in the lab. They nourish more than the fields. They nourish entire systems and societies. And the woman we honor tonight has transformed the way we think about both.
Dr. Ungria will be honored at a formal ceremony in October. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Agribusiness News and Brownfield. A reference price boost for farm programs is included in the reconciliation package House Budget Committee approved over the weekend. Jake Westland with the National Association of Wheat Growers says the increases range from 10 to 20% and vary by commodity.
The same as what was included in the farm bill that was reported out of the committee almost a year ago, where it went from $5.50 for wheat to $6.35.
Ag groups, including the American Soybean Association and National Corn Growers Association, say the reference price updates are much needed. But Wayne Stackhoff with the corn growers says they remain concerned about the possible impacts of changes to USDA's price loss coverage program.
Corn growers will be facing, if this becomes law, a new floor price embedded within the price loss coverage program. And this would really cap the downside of PLC at $3.30.
While corn is getting a slightly higher reference price, he says the corn payment is capped at more than any other commodity. The executive head of Terrain says early projections for 2026 farm incomes are worrisome. John Newton says several factors could bring aggregate U.S. net farm incomes down by as much as 23%.
Projections show elevated input costs are going to continue to be elevated, but crop prices are going to be flat to lower. If that's realized, we're looking at farm income that could fall pretty sharply in 2026, so we do need some tailwinds.
He tells Brownfield there's still time to turn around those projections.
Looking to Congress to get elements of a enhanced farm bill over the finish line, looking for clarity on 45Z, and then trade agreements. To the extent that they can benefit U.S. agriculture, give us better market access, that can really put some wind behind our sails.
Newton says 2025 farm incomes are being propped up by over $30 billion in government subsidies and disaster relief. He says there are currently no relief packages factored into next year's projections. And a survey of Upper Midwestern banks that specialized in ag lending shows net farm income decreasing along with less capital spending. Joe Mahon with the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis says incomes have been declining for nearly 2 years in the 9th District, which includes Minnesota, the Dakotas, and parts of Wisconsin and Michigan.
We ask survey respondents what they're expecting to happen over the next 3 months. And maybe unsurprisingly, given everything that's been going on in agriculture and the current levels of crop prices, the outlook for the spring is rather pessimistic, at least in terms of the expectations for farm income.
He says farmers in the district continue to scale back purchases of equipment and other capital assets.
Even though interest rates are high, still pretty strong demand for loans, and that's consistent with less cash on hand, need to borrow more to continue financing ongoing operations, and a downward movement in the rates of repayment on those loans.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield.
One of your biggest investments, season after season, is high-quality feed. But are you getting the most from it? If you aren't using a silage inoculant to preserve the quality and nutritional value of your high-quality silage, the answer is no. When you pair your high-quality silage with science-based, research-proven Silosol brand products from Novo Nesis, not only are you supporting improved herd health and performance, but you know you're getting the maximum return on your feed investment. Talk to your local dealer about what sets Silosol inoculants apart. Purchase your silage inoculant today.
For more than 50 years, farmers have tuned in to listen to Brownfield market news on their local radio stations. Today, Brownfield's in-depth market information is available on multiple platforms. Viewers can sign up for Brownfield's weekly commodity market update e-newsletter delivered on Tuesday afternoons. Visit previous programs or submit questions for the next show by visiting weekly commodity market update at brownfieldagnews.com.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13 bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Direct cash cattle trade is quiet, and so is cash hog business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report, brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to a typically quiet start to the week. Bids and asking prices have yet to surface. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the latter half of the week. Business last week took place mostly on Thursday, with a little cleanup trade on Friday. Live deals in the South were up mostly $218 to $220, a dollar lower to a dollar higher than the prior week's business. Dress deals in the North were up mostly $358, $2 higher than the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. In Nebraska last week, steers less than 600 pounds were sharply higher. Six weight steers were $20 higher. Steers 700 to 900 pounds were $3 to $4 lower, and steers 900 pounds and up were $10 higher. Heifers less than 600 pounds sold $10 to $14 higher, and heifers weighing more than 600 pounds were $2 to $8 higher. The USDA says demand was good to very good for all weights and classes of cattle. Buyers were active both in-house and online, and many sales brought new highs on feeder cattle prices. Medium and large one feeder steers 662 to 695 pounds brought $336 to $385. Medium and large one feeder heifer 650 to 693 pounds brought $291 to $332.50. Boxed beef was higher at midday with solid demand for light offerings. Choice was up $1.40 at $353.89. Select was $2.17 higher at $344.56. Cash hogs had no comparison at midday with very light negotiated purchases. A lot of the market remains focused on demand, both on the global market and domestically. Globally, while there has been some positive news when it comes to trade with China, it could take some time for the country to ramp up its purchases. The industry is optimistic with summer grilling season just around the corner. There could be a demand boost and some price support. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct had no comparison, but a weighted average of $94.91. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $66, and pork values were higher at midday, up $1.67 at $101.79. There was strength across the board in all the primals. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Imagine you're a basketball team that just won the title game, not by one bucket or 10, but by a score of 90-24. That would be a historic butt-whooping. Just like the beatdown Corteva AgriScience nitrogen stabilizers are putting on competitors, our Optinite technology and InServe and Instinct Next Gen locks nitrogen in your corn's root zone for up to 8 weeks versus only 2 weeks for others. See the difference our playbook makes at NutrientMaximizers.com.
comes to your corn, you know a strong start means a strong finish. That's why you're up before dawn, finishing paperwork, repairing equipment, filling the tank, and prepping the sprayer. All to give your corn the head start it needs. With Resicor Rev Corn Herbicide from Corteva Agriscience, you'll beat weeds off the starting line. See how full throttle weed control with Resicor Rev will accelerate your start to the season at Corteva.us/ResicorRev.
Hogs are mixed, soybeans, cattle, and corn are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Work with Stein. Enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential at one of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. Soybeans are up modestly today on short covering and technical buying. There is widespread rain in the forecast for much of the region, delaying planting but boosting soil moisture. The Philippines did buy 145,000 tons of old crop bean meal ahead of the open. July's up 3/4 at 1050 and 3/4. August is 1 3/4 higher at 1048. July bean meal's down 60 cents at 291.30. July soybean oil's up 34 points at 49.27. Corn's modestly higher, watching planting and expecting numerous delays over the next week or so. USDA could report planting nearly 80% complete in this week's update. July's a half higher at 444, and September corn's up 3 3/4 at 425 and a quarter. And wheat's up on short covering and technical buying, continuing to find support around these price levels with help from a lower move in the dollar. U.S. winter wheat ratings are solid and spring wheat planting's moving forward, but there are some rain delays in parts of the northern plains. July Chicago's up 2 at 527. July Kansas City's 5 1/4 higher at 521 3/4. July Minneapolis is up 9 3/4 at 583. Live and feeder cattle are up ahead of direct trade in Friday's USDA cattle on feed numbers. Box beef is higher at midday today. June live is up 50 at 212.72. August is 80 higher at 207.55. August feeders are up 15 at 297.77. September feeders are 32 higher at 296.60. And hogs are mixed, adjusting spreads. Pork's higher at midday, and cash business is steady but lightly tested. June is down $1.25 at $99.07. July leans $1.12 lower at $103.05. John Perkins, Brownfield Market Update.
For years, subscribers have relied upon Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter as a daily source of ag news and information. Now there's an audio program as well. The daily wrap-up highlights the day's news and market movers and includes updates on crop and livestock prices, market trends, weather conditions affecting agriculture, and major news events or policy changes that impact the industry. It gives farmers and ranchers, traders, and industry stakeholders the information they need to make informed decisions and stay current with the evolving agricultural landscape. The long-form program airs on the Agra America streaming channel and is offered as a podcast in the Agra America podcast repository at agraamerica.com. Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter is a free daily email publication delivered to subscribers' email inboxes Monday through Friday. Sign up for free at brownfieldagnews.com.
Grilled to perfection. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. There's not much better than the crosshatch grill marks on the steak you've cooked outside. But does that mean it's done to perfection? USDA Food Safety Inspection Service Specialist Meredith Carruthers says no. There's only one way to find out, and that's by using a meat thermometer.
Those grill marks and the fact that the food looks nice and cooked and nice and charred contributes to thinking sometimes that the food is actually done faster than it really is. Grills, even if you're cooking low and slow, those grill marks or different things are going to make the food brown nice and quickly, and it's going to give the illusion or give the visual that the food is done. A lot of times it probably isn't. It hasn't reached its safe internal temperature. For things like beef and pork, burgers, sausages, any of those ground meats, those are going to be 160 degrees Fahrenheit. For steaks, roasts, and chops, those are going to be 145 degrees Fahrenheit measured with that food thermometer and then resting for 3 minutes before you start to eat them. And then for any poultry, so that's chicken, turkey, whole or ground, so, you know, breasts, thighs, anything ground, like for your turkey burgers, all of those need to reach 165 degrees Fahrenheit with that food thermometer. And again, very important to be using your food thermometer.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
It's been estimated that 1 in 4 farmers struggles with mental health.
We have such a responsibility to not only the farmers and ranchers and corn growers and everybody else out there that's feeding the nation, but we have a responsibility to our fellow man, our fellow woman, our fellow children, to ask them if they're okay, to tell them that it's okay to not be okay. We live in a world where we can be anything we want. The most important thing to be is kind.
Saying something could mean everything. Brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
This news brief is sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 6, offering handicapped accessibility, durable medical equipment, Medicaid and Medicare services, and delivery. Experience friendly caring service because your health is their priority.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The UN says aid trucks are trickling into Gaza, ending a nearly 3-month-long blockade imposed by Israel. Israel's prime minister, meantime, vowing to take full control of Gaza, launching more deadly airstrikes overnight. That is indirect talks on a ceasefire take place in Qatar. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge has more.
There are some subtle signs, some subtle reports that suggest that we are at the most hopeful point ever since Israel restarted its war at the end of the last ceasefire just weeks ago, that there could be some hope of a breakthrough in those talks amidst a lot of US pressure. President